Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017.
All right, welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live. We are live on Facebook Live. We are also live on YouTube. Chance, my brother, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good.
That's
doing
what's good. Up, bro.
Loving life. Loving the news.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Every day is one step closer to impeachment.
You know, that's what I'm hoping. I ain't gonna lie, man. I don't like this dude. Let's just be honest, bro. I don't like this guy. So anyways, Chance, we only get like an hour, bro. Let's jump into these topics, all right? So, my brother Chance, you still there? Oh, I think I may have lost Chance, y'all. Hopefully, Chance will be able to come back in here real soon. I don't know what's going on.
It's like we're experiencing a technical difficulty.
Chance, you there, my brother? I don't even think he can hear me. So, anyways, Village, hopefully he'll be able to rejoin me here soon. I can't refresh the page because it kind of messes things up. So, yeah. Well, you know, let's go ahead and try it real quick. Let's just see what happens. Oh, and it's actually waiting for me to reconnect. That's the crazy part about all this stuff. Yeah, just stay with me, Village. I'm trying to reconnect and trying to, you know, get it going. I see Chance is coming back up here. You guys just stay with me. You know, this is the beauty of podcasting and all this.
We're live on YouTube. That's right. That is, see, where's my camera?
All right. So we are live there. And then I'm going to refresh this page here, guys. All right, guys. I'm still here in Audacity. Glad you guys, hopefully you guys can just stay with me for a few more minutes here. We got Chance coming back up. I'm going to be coming back up. And there it is. My brother Chance. You good? Course, the lag time on this stuff here. So, Chance, you good, my brother?
I'm good.
All right. So, let's jump into these topics, man, because like I told you, we only have like an hour with you. So, let's jump, just do as many as we can. So, this Trump, this $4 trillion budget, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about $4 trillion and where some of that's going.
Man, well, so, I can tell you where it's a lot of, well, where some is not going, it's not going to the people that need it.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. It's amazing me how so much of this money is going toward this wall. It just blows me away. I get it. You know, people want to feel safe, but this is not the way to do it, in my humble opinion. We're looking at people that are literally saying, basically, we don't want, you know, and I can't even say that because, you know, when we look at the population of the Latino population, right, they're not flooding to come here anymore like they used to when the economy was better. So that's a whole different beast in itself. You know what I mean? But right. What I am seeing is, if you look at the honesty of what's being done right now, and it's brutally honest. They're like, look, we want to protect our borders, you know, and go from there. But to me, this is not the way to protect your borders. And so I'm going to throw it to you, man. This $4 trillion budget that Trump is proposing, man, what are your thoughts? What are you seeing that the $4 trillion is not going to go to? What are your thoughts on that?
The first thing is the $1.5 billion that's being cut from Medicare and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that money's those monies end up going to low income seniors and children. So you're cutting money from seniors and kids to give breaks to the likes of ExxonMobil, mm-hmm. and General Electric, and a lot of large corporations that in turn are going to not create more jobs. They outsource those jobs and give themselves big bonuses. They're going to balloon the defense budget. So they're going to not increase salaries. Hey, you might throw a percent in there or something. The majority of it is going to go into more boondoggles. We need to hire a lot more administrators to tell, hire more civilian chiefs to tell the proverbial enlisted Indians what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big waste. They're wasting it on military bureaucracy and equipment, a lot of which is it's just ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. They're gonna the JSF, that joint 1000. That thing was obsolete before I got out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're gonna build more. Makes sense. It does not perform an F-16. Those are cheap, $16 million each. There's so many places, we don't even have the full details of the budget, but those are the two big ones, ballooning defense spending and cutting Medicare and Medicaid right now. That's, to me, those are non-starters. Republicans will pay for this 2018.
Mm-hmm. And, you are starting to kind of see that. You're starting to see... even in regards to the repeal and replace of Obamacare, let's just kind of quickly dive into that. You're starting to see a lot of people, these town halls across the country, where people are literally like, no, like, okay, this isn't perfect, but you can't just take it from us. You know what I mean? Like, people are literally saying, no, I acknowledge that this is not the best option, but if you take this from us, for some people, this is life and death. Like, this is not an option to remove their benefits under the Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. And I'll be the first to admit, and I've told people this several times over, it wasn't implemented correctly. It wasn't done correctly. But the very premise that every American should have access to great health care is what the Affordable Care Act essentially was founded on. And that's what I think people fail to realize. It's not so much that the Affordable Care Act was just supposed to be this saving grace. I think it was initially just supposed to be a step in the right direction to join other countries like Canada and other countries that have this type of healthcare system. I think that was what the premise was. But if you look at some of the things that have been cut, Chance, think about this, and I talked about it a few weeks ago. There is there was the funding towards Obamacare to get people to sign up, all the advertising, the how long it was supposed to be run, was the budget was cut. And this is all to make Obamacare look bad. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man.
Going to Obamacare, we have a for-profit healthcare system, which means in order to sustain that business model, you have to have more sick people. You don't want to have healthy people. You don't want to cure disease. You want to maintain kind of a status quo. So the Affordable Care Act was kind of a stopgap to fill in for to maintain this broken for-profit healthcare system until we could work out the kinks and get and the social stigma of having a single payer or universal healthcare in the country. And it, we were moving in that direction by getting everybody some healthcare, so they can see that some healthcare is actually a good thing. And this comes back down to the money. Getting rid of Obamacare, who does it hurt? It hurts the people that get insurance at a lower price, you know, once you get rid of it. But it helps big insurance companies, because they can go back to high-risk people, people with pre-existing conditions. Yeah, we don't have to cover it. We can bring back lifetime caps and limits again. And you're too sick to save. Sucks to be you. And, you know, we can go back to that system.
With that, you know, honestly, though, do you think that'd be... under our current administration, do you think that'd be beneficial? Like, do you think that would be a good, a solid move in the right direction? Like, it, under this current administration, is that a solid move?
I think there's supporters that are brainwashed in thinking that illegal aliens and everyone gets to come to this country and get free health care, and they don't. I think it's a good move because it'll be an eye-opening move for them. They'll actually start to see the truth. They'll start to feel the pain. From the beginning, when Trump was elected, I said people need to feel this pain in this country. Feel the pain of what they actually, the getting what they ask for. And it's going to hurt. I said that if his tax plan goes through, to be honest, I'm gonna be good. I'm going to get a nice that break in my taxes, but I'm not in that group of people that make the average salary. I'm on that other end, so you know, is that right? No, but that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't support it.
No,
I think that's a stupid thing to do.
I think any logical thinking person doesn't support it.
Yeah.
You know, that's my honest opinion.
I think once he gets impeached, I think the impeachment's going to come either just before or just after the 2018 elections. Because the current House, you know, he can sit there, Trump can have the bloody knife in his hand, the body on the ground, and they are not going to impeach him. You know, it's not going to happen. So they'll find some way to say, well, you know, Obama drove him to it. You know, it'll be, well, but look what Hillary did. You know, Benghazi, you know. This isn't as bad as Benghazi. He only killed one person, you know. It's, yeah, they're going to be, so, you know, these people are going to, they're little, these little ride or die chicks. The dudes are ride or die chicks, too. They're sitting there bending over, waiting for them, can't bend over fast enough and spread them fast enough for them. And they're going to get disappointed. And they're going to feel a lot of pain. And I think, unfortunately, that's what it's going to take. A lot of people that it always is the burden on the poor. Those that are least capable to sustain it are the ones that are going to feel the pain the most. So,
you know, this is such a fluid. It's a fluid story in regards to.
When you.
Sorry about that, Village. Steakhouse. Trying to pause this doggone video and. Yeah. So anyway, so when this is all said and done, and Village, forgive me, because we between have all this people, audio all playing. Geography. I'm just gonna close it out. How about that? So forgive me, Village. All this different stuff that's being brought up, right? We have all these different issues. We have all these different things being brought up. And the problem really to me is it's a simple issue of greed. Now, when you look at the bigger picture in all of this, I'm not going to sit up here and say that I disagree with President Trump, right? I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say is I disagree with the methods and the things that's going on. Building a wall further dividing us is not the way to do it. Now, if you want to increase border protection and hire more agents and things of that nature, then so be it. I totally get that. But just the aspect of let's take trillions of dollars, my God, and we're going to invest in everything. To me, you're investing in everything but the American people. And I think that's how I'm perceiving it. You're investing in everything but the Americans. You know, I get it. This wall has to be built, and or it doesn't have to be built. You're right. You corrected me. This wall, he wants it to be built, and so I get what he wants and why he wants it. And let's be honest here: other presidents, Democrats included, have literally said that they wanted something similar built. And so I'm not going to sit up here and say it's never been proposed before, because it has been proposed before. And so that's why I need people to realize this has actually been proposed before. Don't think that this is just a Trump thing. It's not. So any final thoughts, man, before we move on to this next topic here?
You don't fix problems with a wall.
No.
It's like you don't fix alcoholism and all that stuff with prohibition. If you want to fix the problems of people coming to the country illegally from south of the border, since that's, you know, you're not building a wall with Canada. If you want to fix the problem with that, solve the problems in their country. Help those people to help themselves so they can feed themselves and provide security for their families. That's how you fix that problem. We destabilized Guatemala and Nicaragua, and now people are in El Salvador, and now people are coming up to this country because we destabilized their governments. And we wash our hands of them and say, you deal with it. And no, that's building a wall isn't the fix.
Mm-hmm.
Helping those people so they can help themselves is a fix. So they would want to stay. People don't want to leave their homes and their countries.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's amazing how we kind of forget that. You know, I'm not saying that America should be like the beacon of the world, but I believe our means is better than most countries. If we, I'm okay with people wanting to come here. And I get the argument, come here legally. I get the argument. But some people are just not in a position to do this legally. Some people, it's like I said earlier, it's life or death. This is it. They either come here or they're dead. You know? That's it.
And that is actually illegal. That's not illegal.
No.
So that's what a lot of people forget. That is not illegal. That is a perfectly legal way to come to the U.S., So, fear for life and limb in a country, a destabilized country? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's legal immigration. You have refugee status. They're not economic migrants like a lot of people from Asia are. You know, you get a lot of people from, most illegal immigrants are from Asia, India, and China, overstaying either work or student visas. They're not from Mexico. So, but we can't build a wall there, you know.
And it's crazy God, you think about the craziness of what's literally happening, right? You think about what is literally going on and how it's going down. And it's just, like you said, Chance, I'm waiting until 2018 when everything is kind of going to be, if it happens, then everything can kind of shift to the Democratic Party. And then I really believe you're going to see a lot of major changes. Like, I can see some articles of impeachment being drawn up and really being able to go forward with it. So we'll see from there. We'll see how it goes. Go ahead.
He's going to try to fire Mueller. He's going to try to fire Mueller because he's going to make some claim that, oh, all this nonsense is taking too long. It's a waste of time and taxpayer money, blah, blah, blah. And the outcry is going to be so loud that Congress will be forced to act and bring him on board. And that's when, it'll be all done for him. The mysterious PP tape will show up, and his last 10 years of tax records are going to show up, and he'll be in jail.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think he's going to go to jail. I think he's going to work out a deal. I really don't think he's going to jail. I really think he's going to work something out for himself. That's just how I feel.
Honestly, I think he'll eat a bullet first, but...
Damn. Savage.
Yeah, I do. I don't think he's... Come on. I'm not built for prison. I'm a black guy. I'm a big black guy. I'm not built for prison. But come on. A little pudgy white dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Big Mookie. Come on. They gonna tear him up.
You said Big Mookie. Boys. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be ugly.
Oh, June boy. You know?
Talking about knuck-knucking them. Yeah, man. It's going to be interesting. So let's talk about these wall demos going on in San Diego right now, bro. What is, like, I haven't had a chance to fully dig into this story yet. I'm going to be honest with you. So I'm going to kind of defer to you to let me know what's going on. But, I mean, I kind of saw a little bit of it on various news outlets, and I couldn't really dig into it. I saw some of the different walls. It was like spiked walls, and some of the walls were like see-through and stuff like that. I'm like, what in the hell is happening right now? And from
it's
what
a
I've understood,
wall fashion show.
Yeah, and and the other portion that I saw, basically, he wants it so that the wall can withstand a 30-minute attack or an onslaught or something like that. So. Yeah, man. Okay, so tell me what's going on with this wall. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this?
So, right now, Border Patrol in San Diego is set up a little viewing pit for the press. And there's a runway for sections of wall as they get set up for people to view them and to kind of decide, look at all the different options for border wall from all the competing companies that want to want that contract. And if I was an unscrupulous company that just wanted money, I'd go for that money. Man, that's a big boondoggle. It's never going to get built, but I can make a lot of money on it. But so they're showing off these crazy sections of wall to people from the press corps from all over the world, trying to hype up, this thing that's going up between the U.S. and Mexico. And Border Patrol is ecstatic. California and the city of San Diego, the county of San Diego, is totally against it. And it's just a big attention getter and another deflection for, I think, for Trump. You know, he's trying to show his base that, look, here's the wall. Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, we're going to pay for it, not Mexico. But
and that's the thing I don't think people are still failing to realize. You know, he's saying, oh, well, Mexico's going to pay for the wall one way or the other through tariffs and different things. What's going to happen is Mexico's just going to raise their prices. Didn't know how it works? Like, you're saying you're going to penalize them this way. Well, then just raise the price. Like, there are services.
Doesn't it go both ways?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing?
$5 avocados, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. This isn't going to just happen. Like, this isn't going to just, oh, they're just going to roll over and let you do, and we, excuse me, Village, and we do whatever we want to them. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. And I think that people just don't realize that the logistics, they're just like, yes, Trump's going to build the wall. He's going to protect us. Yeah, okay, great. If that's what you want and that's what you believe in, then hey, I can't be upset with you for the things that you want and the things that you believe are right. However, comma, if you think that this other country is going to just roll over and die and let you do whatever, you have another thing coming. That is not how this works. So you can say all you want, oh, we're going to, you know, get it back one way or the other. Well, good luck with that. It's not going to happen the way you think. And that's how I feel. And these border walls, this little fashion show, as I want to call it, the border wall fashion show. That's the name of the show, too. I'm going to call it border wall fashion show. You know, when you look at the grand scheme of this, right, when you look at what they're trying to do and all these different bidders and things of that nature, you know, if the budget gets approved or doesn't get approved, I haven't heard anything recently. I don't know what's going to happen with it. But if this wall goes up, man, you know, hey, we'll just take it one day at a time and go from there. That's all I can give it, man. We'll just take it one day at a time and go from there. Keep it pushing. Any final?
It's not going up.
You don't think it's going to go up, man? Like, really? Like, I mean, real talk. You don't think it's going to go up?
No. It's unpopular in California and Texas, and growing in unpopularity in New Mexico and Arizona as well. So. Mm-hmm. It is a fixed fortress. You know, it's just like the Great Wall of China. That didn't keep anybody out. Oh, you know, you can go over or under it, or go through it.
Yeah, and that's the other piece of it, man. Like, he's, you know, I guess some of the, I don't know if it's accurate or not, I can't really speak to it, but I will say that, you know, it's kind of like the rumored mill that the wall will be built into the ground, I believe roughly 6 or 7 feet down into the ground, and it'll kind of keep the drug lords from going low. But if you really look at these tunnels that they build, these tunnels are deep.
Right.
These tunnels are deep. I'm talking about 10 to 15 feet deep. Like, these drug lords and these guys ain't playing. This wall is going to look great in theory, but if you're talking about it's supposed to go dig into the ground and protect people or stop them from coming that way, I don't think it's going to happen. So I leave it at that.
So look, here's a quick thought. It's a big steel and concrete structure. Mm-hmm. They're going to put seismic sensors in the ground on this uniform steel and concrete structure. So while they're digging, you're going to have some dude out there with a hammer tapping on the wall. So all the seismic sensors along the wall are while they're digging that tunnel underneath there. And then when they're done, they stop, and then they run the drugs and the people and everything else through like normal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that hard to figure out how to defeat some, you know, this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just thought of it just now, customers thinking, they've already thought of it. They already got the schematics done. They've let their contracts as well. They got their crew standing by on the American side.
And chance.
Hey, we want power drops from the wall. We can plug our tunnels in.
And chance. This is the other piece of the wall that people have, they fail to forget or realize, think about, however you want to call it. The fact that there are some people that have literally said, I'm going to lose my home. There are some people that are actually going to lose their home, their businesses, and other things. I'm like, and they're like, yeah, we voted for him. And I'm just, and then some of them have the nerve to say, yeah, we voted for him, but we're going to fight him on this. What? What? Mm-hmm. You can't have it both ways. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
All right, because it's finally an issue that affects them personally. Mm-hmm. When it affected, you know, the other 335 million people, well, we don't care. That's not our thing. That doesn't hurt us. You know, they forget that they're part of this country too. So, good on them.
Yep. If you lose it, and then that's it. That's it.
Can't even get your Obamacare anymore either.
Nope.
Oh man, to me, the more things that he's able to get through, and the worse it gets, the deeper I think the Republicans are going to get cut.
Yeah, 2018.
It's going to be a landslide in red states, and Trump's going to be sitting there like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then Mueller's gonna come in there with Secret Service and escort him out, along with Mike Pence, you know, a little midget devil, and, you know, take him out too. And
That'll be that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Say that one more time.
I said they gotta, you know, just escort him out. Mueller's got Secret Service and escort Trump out, along with his little midget devil Mike Pence, and it's gonna be a good day.
Yeah, that indeed, bro. All right, man, let's move on here to this next one here, and I kind of want to hit these last two, but I want to hit this St. Louis protest, bro. I got some friends back east, and they haven't even really been talking about the protests in St. Louis. I don't know a lot about it, but let's talk about it, man. Let's figure it out. You've researched this a little bit. Tell me what's going down, bro.
So after the white officer that shot—I forgot his name already—shot the brother after he said on camera that he was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out of the car, then shoots him to death, and he's acquitted. There have been ongoing protests after his acquittal. And protesters have said they're going to protest. Originally, it was 100 days of public discourse, doing it indefinitely until the police are held accountable for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
But now the police are going rogue in this. They're rounding up people. They're slamming people around and pepper spraying and tear gas the protesters. And it's like, well, if you're not allowed to peacefully protest, you know, what good is your First Amendment right? I mean, nonviolent protest is like the pinnacle core of the First Amendment. And you know, the protesters in St. Louis are committed to carry on the fight until something happens, something changes. I hope it doesn't degrade to the point that we saw in Dallas, but you can only push people but so far before things like that begin to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so I'm looking at this article here, man. I'm on New York Times. The failing New York Times, as our esteemed president will say. In St. Louis, protests over police violence disrupt economy and wins attention. Okay, I'm good with that. This is an article published today. St. Louis, there's a gentleman by the name of Chris Summers who runs a chain of successful pizza restaurants. This restaurant owner, he has supported both Black Lives Matter and police. He feels that you know, you can kind of support both, and to a degree, I agree with this man. you can support Black Lives Matter, and you can support the good police officers in your community. I believe you can do that, right? Because yes. not all police officers are bad. I'm going to reiterate that. Black Lives Matter, and my personal view, I don't speak for Chance, but my personal view is you can still support good cops. It's just good cops need to get rid of the bad cops. That's it. That's what this is all about.
We agree.
Yeah, we agree. There it is. Me and Chance agree. That's all I care about. I love good cops. I've had plenty of friends that are cops. No issue with that. But so further on, when I'm reading in this article, the article goes on to say that after protesters peacefully marched past one of his restaurants one night, Mr. Summers said riot-ready police officers came through the empty street. He said they indiscriminately fired pellets, shot tear gas at his patrons, dined on the sidewalk, and chased after him when he cursed at them to stop. It was an inexplicable and unnecessary show of force in his view. I was an outspoken critic already of the criminalization of being black, said Mr. Summers, who is white. It wasn't as personal until the police tried to wreak havoc on me and my business. Unfortunately, it took that for me to get as angry as I need to be. Okay. When you see stuff like this and you hear stuff like this, once again, Chance, the ugly side about this is in order for us to be heard, you have to have a white ally, which sucks. You know what I mean? We shouldn't have to have the white ally. Yeah. We should be able to have our voices heard from a black perspective. This is what's going on. But as soon as a white ally or a white person says it, they're like, look, no, this is video evidence. Hey, I recorded it. This is what happened. You know, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, let's pay attention. You know, the same with the riots and during the civil rights movement, you know, when they were attacking blacks, it was like when the police were attacking blacks and attacking protesters who peacefully protested in the civil rights movement, they put dogs, fire hoses, all that nine. But when they brought in white allies to the march and they were beaten and bloodied up, then all of a sudden it's, oh, well, we got to stop this. This cannot happen. This is essentially the same thing. It's essentially the same thing, man. So, I don't know. What are your thoughts, bro? Go ahead.
I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. And like you said, you know, it is unfortunate that it took something to, you know, hit him personally before he got as angry as he should be. And the good part is that he's there now. You know, it's unfortunate that he had to get there in the first place, but he's there now. And I think as more people start to recognize what's going on and more different voices are heard, I think there's a possibility that we will see justice. We will get criminal police off the force, and we will reform our police departments. The problem is when. How many more lives will be lost? How many more people will be brutalized until that day? And that is the part that's so frustrating, is to see these same types of things that you know, Ice Cube and Dre and Yella and the fellas, and you know, NWA back in the day talked about in the 80s, move forward 30 years, still talking about it. The stuff that Ali protested in the 60s, move forward 45, almost 50 years, and we're still talking about it because it's still going on. This isn't freedom. This isn't equality. This is still a form of bondage. I'm not free to travel where I want to go. I can't move to Wyoming and get profiled. No, I can't do it. But, you know, white people don't see that. They don't understand that. They don't have a basis for, any perspective. Only thing they have is fear of black people, so they won't want to move to a primarily or predominantly black neighborhood. But that's just out of personal fear for something they don't understand. Because they don't get attacked. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get attacked. But, you know, so it's just, it's a shame that we are still going through this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And to the, you know, to the good cops that are out there that are doing their jobs and risking their lives every day, you know, I salute you. You know, you do a job, a dangerous job that I myself don't want to do and wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say to those cops that are, their first concern is not to serve and to protect, but their first concern is to make sure that they get home safely. I didn't join the military to defend this country. And the first thought in my mind is to make sure I get home safely. My first thought in my mind was to do my duty.
Exactly.
And if you can't do that as an officer of the law and serve and protect, you need a new job. You know, if you don't have the stones to do the job and serve and protect, get another one.
That's it.
We don't need cowards on the force. The cowards are the ones that walk up to somebody and shoot them and say, stop resisting, stop resisting. Those are the cowards. Get your punk ass off the force.
Yeah.
And
shouldn't be there.
And, you know, you have kids and all that. You know what? There's a man right now, 104, pregnant wife and a daughter. And, you know, I'm sure he wanted to go home, but he did his duty.
Mm-hmm.
And he died doing it.
Yep.
And he wasn't a coward.
Served his country honorably.
That's all I got on that.
Yeah. Yeah. We could easily talk more and more about this, man, but let's hit this last one real quick because our time is almost up here. The Russian PP tape, bro, you got to tell me about that because I was Google searching it at work. And let me tell you, bro, it's a lot of interesting things popped up about this Russian PP tape. So I am definitely wanting to know. Tell me more about this Russian pee-pee thing, bro, because I need to know something. Tell me what it's about. Go ahead.
So this whole thing comes back to this. So Trump and one of his associates, who was a registered sex offender in New York, I guess they were doing their little freaky sex thing, and at some point, some Russian prostitute, he got the golden shower. And somebody videoed it.
Oh, and so
supposedly.
wait. You mean to tell me somebody actually has video? It's very possible.
Supposedly.
Huh.
Supposedly, the British spy supposedly it's out there. And I'm willing to bet if it's out there, Putin's got it, and he's rolling on the floor at some point, sipping on some, on some tequila. And just laughing, you know, when it's whatever his plan is and whatever it suits him, and this tape mysteriously just ends up in Mueller's hands, you know,
or a hard copy, something like that, you know.
Yeah, he's got a little SD card he's gonna show up with the video on it, you know.
I'm actually gonna have to dig in this more. And see if, I mean, obviously I'm not going to be able to find the actual video, but I got to find more about this because, this could be a very interesting, thing. And here's the truth though, Chance, you know what, when all is said and done, I'm going to be honest, bro. If he's into getting peed on, that doesn't even bother me. You know why? He's a freak, whatever. If that's your thing, whatever, bro, do your thing. I ain't mad at you, bro. Mm-hmm. If you into, you know, having a woman piss on you, then I got nothing. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know, but right. But you know, I'm sure that video would have come out before the election. They wouldn't have voted for him.
You know what? That's not true. That's not true. I think that once again, the hardcores were like, look, we're not going nowhere. My president like to get peed on. So what? Because then of course you would have got that, well, President Obama's wife is a man, so what's the damn difference? You know, you would have got some stupid stuff like that. And it still blows me away at how many people, like, I watched the Fox News Facebook page, and I go to Fox News, and I review all those things, and you'd be amazed at how many people still believe Michelle Obama was born a man, even though there has been picture after picture of her as a young girl going through life, college, everything else, and they still believe that she's a man. Blows me away.
There's people that still think Obama is not a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. You know, a man tells you what his religion is and you question him because, why? He's black?
Yes.
You know, he's the religion he says he is. You know, you can do that in this country.
Mm-hmm. And here's the last truth on that.
You know,
here's the ugly truth about that. Who gives a damn if he is a Muslim? I don't give a damn. If he was a Muslim, who cares?
Republicans.
Okay, true. But for the rest of us that are just like, man, whatever. If he was Muslim, so what? I don't care. Him being a Muslim is not going to hurt me. You know, it's the radical... terrorists, the people that take religion too far, are the ones you have to worry about. And that's not a brown thing. That is a white thing as well, right? So just miss me with that.
Yeah. All right. Look, potential airport bomber. Well, he didn't look Muslim to me.
No, and we actually talked about that story the other day. So. So much can be said about that, right? So much can actually be said about that.
Yes.
So that'll probably be a show that we'll have to develop at another time, and sit there and talk about it, because you know I'm tired of the magnifying glass being on brown people when it comes to terrorism, when it's, you know, you can go to FBI crime statistics and you can look at these different things and you can see that you're more likely to be attacked by domestic terrorism than by somebody from a different country. That's just what it is. But people want to ignore that truth and they want to focus on this one. So it is what it is. It is what it is. So Chance, my brother, great show. I have no more topics, and I know it's 5 o'clock for you, and the fam should be getting ready to come on in.
Yeah, the garage door just opened.
All right, bro. All right, so tell people how to get a hold of you, bro.
All right, hey, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at, Chance. What's my Twitter?
You're at Chance W. Brown, Chance. Bro.
That's right. Yeah. Look, I forgot. I haven't put it out there in so long. I'm at Chance W. Brown. You can hit me up on Facebook. Don't be rude. I don't like to curse on my Facebook. If you curse, use the N-word. I am going to delete whatever it is you post. Probably mm-hmm. block you too. Stop by, say hi. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
That's the only way you can get me.
All right. All right. Well, Village, you guys know how to get a hold of me. Add and Lie to My Mind. Welcome to the Village. 619-202-1562. Welcome to the Village Facebook page. Welcome to the Village has a YouTube channel. Website is in the works. You guys, I'm sorry to be rushing through this stuff here, but I'm trying to get this done before Chance absolutely has to go. And that's now. So, Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great day. Bye.